In Company 3.0, Upper Intermediate Students Book, by Mark Powell and John Allison. CD 2. Track 1. Step 1. Goal.
Well, that's great, Jim. I'm pleased for you. It sounds like all that work we did on your presentation really paid off.
It really did.
I knew you could do it. OK, so what would you like us to work on today?
Well, there was one thing. Actually, it's to do with the presentation.
Uh-huh.
I mean, as I said, the talk itself went really well.
Right.
But then afterwards, there was this networking event.
Oh, yes.
Yeah, and obviously a lot of people came up to talk to me about my presentation. And this was my chance to make some useful contacts. But, you know, I didn't feel I really made the most of it.
OK, and what makes you feel that?
Well, I didn't seem to get all that many appointments with people. You know, I came away with the usual mountain of business cards, but not that many firm commitments to meet.
OK, then. Let's look at that then, shall we? Now, what precisely would you like to get from this session?
Well, I suppose I'd just like to be better at going beyond the small talk and doing more real business at these networking events.
All right. And on a scale from 1 to 10, how important would you say this issue is to you? Let's say 1's not important at all and 10's extremely important.
Well, at least an 8, maybe a 9. I mean, there's no point attending these events if I don't bring home the business.
Right, so an 8 or a 9. This is obviously a priority for you right now. OK. So...
Step 2. Reality.
OK, then. So what's the most challenging thing about this right now for you?
I think the most challenging thing is just making sure I don't end a conversation with a potential contact without trying to fix a definite appointment. But, you know, I don't want to look desperate or pushy. The problem is, once the event's over, it's much harder to follow up, you know?
I understand that. So ideally, how would you like things to be?
Ideally, I'd like to be getting appointments with at least 60% of the people I'm meeting.
OK, and in comparison with the ideal situation, where are you at the moment with this?
I'm getting maybe 30% on a good day.
So you're looking to double your effectiveness?
Well, I know that sounds like a lot to ask, but yes, I suppose I am.
All right. And can you give me a few examples of what you're finding most challenging?
Well, I guess the trickiest thing is just making the switch, you know?
The switch?
Yeah, the switch from small talk to business.
Oh, OK.
It's like that awkward moment when you have to say, so perhaps we could do some business together. I mean, however you say it, it's difficult if they don't make the first move.
All right, let's explore some options here.
Step 3. Options.
OK, now we've talked around the issue a bit, Jim, looked at some of the problems you're having. So what alternatives do you think you have here?
Well, you know, as we've been talking, it struck me that maybe I'm coming at this the wrong way.
Uh-huh, go on.
Well, maybe I'm focusing too much on what I'm getting out of these networking events instead of focusing on the people I'm meeting.
Sounds interesting. Would you like to say a bit more about that?
Well, I could be spending more time thinking about what I can do for them rather than what they can do for me.
OK. And is there anything else you could be doing?
I think maybe there is. I mean, these events are hopeless for doing business anyway. There's no privacy. Everyone's moving around, drinking one hand, food in the other. All I want is the chance to talk to them again after the event. So perhaps if I can do them a favour of some kind, send them some interesting data, introduce them to someone else. That's all the excuse I need to contact them again and start to build some kind of business relationship.
Sounds like another good idea. So what's stopping you from pursuing these options?
Well, nothing, I suppose, except that I'd need to know a lot more about the people I'll be meeting before I meet them.
Good point. OK, let's think about how you might manage that.
Step 4. Way forward.
All right, Jim, I think we're making some progress here. We've looked at some of the options you have for improving your networking, in particular, how to turn things around and focus on your contacts a bit more. So, what are the steps you need to take now?
Well, I obviously need to be doing a lot more research on the people I'm meeting at these events so that I can have some ideas for ways in which I might be able to help them without actually having to talk business with them straight away.
All right.
And I need to have a reason to contact them again, at least once, maybe twice, before raising the subject of business. And hopefully, I won't need to raise it at all, because they'll do it.
OK, so build the relationship first?
Exactly. I think maybe I could also benefit from some kind of course on networking. Perhaps I could improve my communication skills there, you know, learn some tricks of the trade.
That could help too. So what do you think is the first thing you need to do?
I'm not sure. I need to start getting my client research sorted out. That could take some time, and I may need some assistance with it.
Do you have someone to help you with that?
Yes, I think so. And I should also find out about networking courses. Maybe that's my first step. I'd like to feel I'm taking some immediate action.
OK, and when are you planning to take that first step? Shall we commit to a date by which that will be done?
Yes, I think that's something I can probably do by the next time we meet.
In 2 weeks?
In 2 weeks, yeah.
All right. So shall we discuss that next time?
Yes, let's do that. And in the meantime, I'll also talk to my assistant about that client research.
Good idea.